Welcome to Work From Your Happy Place, the podcast that equips you with the tools, know-how, and motivation to live your dreams and find your happy place. Be sure to sign up for our free weekly newsletter for a recap of the week's guests and a preview of what's in store. To sign up, simply text the word happy place with no space to 33444. Now, it's my pleasure to introduce the host of Work From Your Happy Place, Belinda Ellsworth.
Hi, everyone. It's Belinda Ellsworth, and welcome to Work From Your Happy Place. I've got a great show in store for you today. I have Jenny Hawkins Holgrief with me. Jenny spent 7 years and built a wonderful team with a direct sales company that unfortunately went out of business several years ago. When she was ready to get back in the game, she launched as one of the first ambassadors with India Hicks. Jenny drew on her background in the direct sales industry to help with the first test parties for India Hicks and jumped in to grow a tribe of other ambassadors that in turn propelled her to be the first and so far only executive director within the company. And now some of her amazing tribe members are hot on her heels to promote to senior leadership, which is a fabulous thing indeed. Jenny recently returned back to Oregon and lives there with her husband and her two kids, Lydia and Rye. It's my pleasure to welcome Jenny Holgrief to the show. Welcome, Jenny.
Hi, Belinda.
How are you?
Good. It's been a delight since I very first met you. I think I was probably sitting in a chair in a hotel conference room, eagerly soaking up information. And all these years we've collaborated and I've learned and grown so much in this business and know with so many great influences, including you.
Oh, well, thank you so much. I certainly appreciate that. And I certainly have enjoyed our friendship over the years as well. So why don't you just share with our folks, fill in a little bit of the gaps and tell them a little bit about that journey and how you got where you are today.
Certainly. Well, you know, I was familiar with direct sales because my mother had built a wonderful booming business and put my sisters and I through college and such. And like so many people, I never thought I would do what my parents did and had wonderful adventures working as a wilderness guide and a biologist in Alaska and all sorts of great and varied things. And at some point, I wanted to be my own boss and have my own business and evaluated many different options and realized you just cannot beat direct sales. It's fabulously efficient. Where else can we launch a business for a few hundred dollars and be off and running and earning money within, well, immediately? So my journey led me back to direct sales. And as you alluded to, I built a wonderful business with another direct sales company and a large team. And when they close their doors, sad, I know other people out there have experienced that too. It's a certain kind of mourning that we go through. But then when I was ready to jump back in the game, I was so happy to connect with the team at India Hicks. And they were just in the very early days getting ready to soft launch. And like so many people, I agonized over all the logical parts of the decision. But at the end of the day, I loved the product. When I felt the buttery soft leather of the Karmann clutch and things, I thought, why not? I'll never know unless I make a run for it and try this out. So in that way, my journey was like so many that we're uncertain to where it will lead us, but we say yes, and we end up on a fabulous journey.
That's wonderful. So how has the business then shaped your lifestyle?
I guess there's two ways I could answer, two parts of that answer. One is, as a person, I think it challenges me to always be growing my skill set and pushing my boundaries. I think by nature, I'm a shy person, but because I've been in this industry, I've learned to be more outgoing, and that's allowed me to enjoy life more. I can spark a conversation with just about anyone, anywhere now, and it's because I've practiced it, and it's been fun moving beyond that shyness factor. So, I mean, there's so much personal growth we get from this business in all areas of our life, and it spills over into other zones and just makes our life a richer experience. But then in terms of income and things like that, I love the independence and the autonomy that we have in this industry, that we work hard, but we work on our own terms and set our own goals. So I earn a serious income, but I'm still available to my family. So I earn like a very generous full-time income. But if I get a call that one of my kids is sick, I don't have to worry about offending anybody. I drop what I'm doing and go get my kids and bring them home and snuggle them and adjust my work day a little. So I love that ultimately I'm in charge. I have a great income and I'm in charge and my family's still first. That is priceless to me.
That's awesome. And those are really two great points. And I think that when you realize the personal growth that happens, it does spill out into every other single area of your life. I've had so many people who do the direct sales industry just really as a part-time supplemental income to their full-time job. And they've said, you know, I ended up getting promoted in my full-time job because my boss was like, gosh, what's happened to you? They just become a little more assertive, more confident in their speaking skills and their organizational skills and all sorts of other things that it really does. The benefits that you get in this spill out into every single area of your life. So I think that's one of the things I love about it the most and seeing that in others. So what are two of your greatest skill sets that you think have helped you succeed in owning your own business?
In this business, I think truly enjoying people and getting to know them. It's a delight to connect, whether it's with my customers at parties, we call them get-togethers with Indie Hicks, or with my tribe members as our relationships evolve, as we work closely together. Just the people skills and getting to know people and just the sincerity of it all. I think being able to connect, that is something that's such an important skill in so many industries, and ours in particular. And then on a more nitty-gritty level, I'm a list maker and definitely a type A person, but I've also learned from you, Belinda, the importance of creating systems and building good habits. And I know when I get in a streak where I'm following a good habit, it just makes it so much easier to do the things that need to get done. It's just like, you know, so many of us, our morning routine that, you know, we put on our makeup and make our coffee and it's early in the morning. You don't even have to think about it. It just happens. And the same thing with our business. When it becomes a habit that, you know, we're doing our hostess coaching calls at a certain time in the evening, I don't even have to think about it. I know, you know, we finished dinner. I'm going to go shut the door to the room that I use as my home office and make a few phone calls to my upcoming hostesses. And it's that habit and having systems for all aspects of our business that I think is so powerful. And also knowing the right things to say no to or to put at the bottom of the list, putting the right things at the top of the list.
I think that is very important, learning to prioritize. That's why I really encourage people to, you know, minimize that list. So 10 in a day, 10 things in a day. And that forces you then to think about what's more important. And at least I found that for myself. When I limited how many things I could put on the list, it forced me to really think about the most important ones. And they got more attention than just making random lists and putting everything I could possibly think on there. And then it becomes overwhelming. You have some that aren't as important, some that are, and they're just kind of all mixed in. So that's one thing I have found over the years with that list-making situation. So tell us about an obstacle or a challenge that you faced and then how you worked through that.
Well, you know, I've been in this industry through all sorts of ups and downs and excitement. And I think managing the ebbs and flows of my own enthusiasm, I've become conscious of how important that is. And during my time as an entrepreneur, I've fallen in love and gotten married and we had a house fire and then we had babies that changed things and we've moved twice, two interstate moves. So lots of change in the rest of my life and being mindful to recharge my own batteries and keep myself excited about my business. And I think two easy ways to do that, to be conscious of filling our own fuel tank, attending my company's convention that I wouldn't dare miss that. It's fabulous. But also being mindful of my own goals, keeping them front and center, and leveraging the amazing incentives our company earns. Years ago, I heard someone who is a top achiever say, be a prize collector. Whatever prizes are out there to earn, go for it. And I couldn't agree more. And it's just, they're just lovely. The incentive trips and all those other treats, they create a sense of urgency to do exactly the things we need to do to build a solid business. So that helps keep me fresh and excited and full of zest for my business, because that doesn't happen by accidents. We have to be conscious about filling our fuel tank and listening to podcasts like this, for example.
I couldn't agree more. We've got to always be growing, and that ebb and flow really is very hard. I think it's very challenging for a lot of people. I always call it, it's like a roller coaster. A lot of people, they're really up or then they're really down. And I think it's learning how to just have it be hilly, you know, like so that the ups are just up and then your downs are not quite as down, and to learn to enjoy the ride. That's kind of how I try to explain it to people, because they'll be way up and then they're just way down and they do nothing. And it is learning to be consistent and trying to control those emotions. One of the things that you said in here, which I would love you to just expand on a little bit, because one of the things I hear all the time from people, now you've actually been out here to my place or in this area, and you know I live in a pretty small town. When I first moved out here, honestly, we had no traffic lights at all. And people would always say, oh, well, it's really hard for me because I live in this area or this area. And, oh, you know, it must be lucky for you. And I'm like, no, I live in a very, very small town. And I know for you, you know, when you made the choice to move out to Alaska, I remember thinking it myself, like, wow, really? Because a lot of people could think that that's a lot more difficult. In fact, I've heard that from people. Oh, well, you know, we had to relocate to this area and it's way out and no man's land. And, you know, it's just really difficult to do the business. But you have proven that that really is not true. And you have been very successful living the last, you know, number of years out in Alaska. So can you just expand on that a little bit? Because it's a big thing that I hear from a ton of people.
You know, I think it's whether people are thinking about location or it could be anything. I have their kids, there's a pro and a con, and everybody can look at the glass half empty or half full. So whether it's your age or your kid's age or where you live or what color your house is, you could come up with reasons why it's impossible to proceed, or you can come up with reasons why it's actually a great asset. And every place you live or whatever your other job is, everything has benefits, things that give you a boost and things that are a little challenging that you work around. So, you know, there is no perfect place. There is no perfect time. We just jump in and do it. And, you know, living in Alaska, beautiful place, close to my heart, but, there are people there who love to shop and love beautiful things. So I did wonderful business. And wherever we are, we're connected by the phone. So connecting with my sister's college friend who joined me as an ambassador, and she's now gone on to be an amazing leader in my tribe. And she was in Texas when we started, and now she's in Hawaii. So, you know, we're connected by phone. There are assets wherever we are. Where I was in Alaska, there's a really strong military community, and a lot of people have moved there from other places. So I had this wonderful network. On the one hand, I had to work harder to get to know people because there were a lot of people coming and going, but people had connections all over the country. It was kind of fabulous because everybody was from somewhere else and had family members there. If we were just asking that question, who do you know in X place that would be intrigued by this collection as looking for something like I'm enjoying? So yes, wherever we live, whatever the stripes of our life are, sure, there might be reasons why we need to work a little harder to work around it, but it also has wonderful, wonderful benefits. It's all in our attitude.
That's a great answer. So then what does working from your happy place mean to you?
I love being an entrepreneur, and I like being in the driver's seat, and I am not afraid to work hard, but I like to do it on my own terms. And just thinking about the next couple of weeks of my schedule and all the things we've got going on, traveling out to see my sister and spend time for family birthday parties and things, I don't have to ask anyone else to do that. But without a second thought, I'm already creating my list of people I'm going to reach out to book a get-together, what we call our parties, while I'm there. So I get to take my business where I want, be in charge. I integrate the work as I go along, and I love that. I love being in the driver's seat and being autonomous and yet having so much great support from our parent company with, you know, of course, the Irresistible Collection and all of the training and marketing materials that have been developed along the way. So it's the best of both worlds. The other thing I really love about what I do is our industry and people with that entrepreneurial zeal who are attracted to us in this industry, we're a really energetic group, mostly women in our company, but such an energetic group. And we're fun and it's uplifting, like-minded, really positive people. And I love the people I get to work with. I'm glad they've come into my work circle and thus my friend circle. And I don't think I could say enough about that energy we get from being with so many other amazing, like-minded people.
That definitely is a wonderful benefit to this business, is, or any business, when you can connect, any community that can connect with like-minded people. But this industry certainly does draw in people like that. And I think that I've always enjoyed that about it too. So share with us something then that you're extremely proud of, or some of your accomplishments.
Well, you know, I think it all goes back to the beginning. Myself, every person who starts as an entrepreneur in this industry, there are those very first brave actions we take of asking the first person to join us. And it all starts with one. So when I reached out to invite the first people to join my tribe, I hadn't even received my own starter kit yet and hadn't even done a get together yet. I didn't know exactly what I was offering, but I was really excited about what was ahead and the opportunity, and I just let that shine through. So in retrospect, I'm glad I jumped in and just talked to those very few people who joined my tribe, and we've been on a wonderful journey together. And that's what led to this amazing place. And we're not slowing down, we're not stopping. This is a midpoint in our journey, but an amazing tribe of hundreds of ambassadors all over the country in every time zone, from Hawaii and Alaska all the way to the East Coast. So creating that giant tribe, and certainly we just came back from our company convention, and just the energy and the excitement of so many of us that it all started. If I had not reached out and picked up the phone and called these people, they wouldn't have in turn invited their, you know, college roommates and their best friends and the moms of their kids' friends that they'd grown out of touch with as people changed school. All these, well, the friendships, but also the amazing business we're creating wouldn't have happened if I'd not made that first phone call, and the people I welcomed into the tribe if they hadn't made that first phone call. The giant team we've created wouldn't be here.
I always share to people, it is a power of one. And if people would really embrace that and just act out on it, they would be blown away at the power of one. Each one, reach one. And I think that enough can't be said about that. I believe it's the one single thing. If you kept that rule with every single person on your team and encouraged them to each one, reach one, especially right in the beginning, that can grow a team faster than almost anything else. Would you not agree?
I would agree. And, you know, I definitely think recruiting is a learned skill. It's just like riding a bike. When you first start, it's kind of awkward and wobbly. But then when you practice it, it's fun. You're fast and efficient, and it's fun becoming at ease with sponsoring myself, because it was not natural and easy at first. And then being conscious of how I did that and showing other people how to do that. It's a learned skill. So we just have to practice it and not throw in the towel because the first try at it, it's not perfect.
Right. So what advice then would you give to others who want to be entrepreneurs?
To jump in and do it. There's no perfect time. I was preparing a segment, actually, that I presented, a training segment at our recent convention. And I happened to be thinking about our back office, which when we very first started in soft launch phases, it actually didn't even exist the first couple of weeks. And I thought, my goodness, what if I'd missed out on everything amazing that has come since because I'd waited for perfection, the back office, to exist and be perfect? I didn't. I knew it was coming. I didn't waste a moment thinking about it. And I just started connecting with people and inviting them to join my team and inviting them to host get-togethers and sharing the Irresistible Collection with them. And I didn't get hung up or focused on what wasn't there or what I didn't have or what pieces were not perfect. I just took what I had and ran with it. And I think that applies to so many things, so many different business types and so many areas of our life, that you can't wait for the perfect time. You just jump in and make it happen.
That's great advice. So what are some new and exciting things that you're working on and that you think the listeners could benefit from?
Well, you know, I think it circles back to something we mentioned earlier, which is that personal development and growth that we enjoy. And it's a continuous journey for me. And our company just launched a wonderful incentive trip to Harbor Island, Bahamas, which I know I can earn it. But the more exciting challenge to me now is thinking about how many other people I can help earn that trip. So never stop pushing myself and expanding those skills. It's an opportunity to be growing all my skill sets. I think back to several years ago, I had an opportunity to hear an amazing woman speak. She's the top earner with a well-established company, one of those women who earns six figures, and I very much admire and would love to take some pages from her playbook. And she mentioned that she makes daily personal development a priority. And I know I've experienced that when I'm investing in myself and taking that time for that, I definitely, my business surges forward. But it's also all too easy to get caught up in all the urgent tasks of the day and let that self-development side slip by the wayside. But making it a habit, to get back to your wise advice, Belinda, about having systems and habits. For me, it's as simple as having a good self-development book, including yours is on my bookshelf, the Direct Selling for Dummies, and reading a few minutes each evening before I go to bed, being at our convention, listening to podcasts like this. So thank you, Belinda, for creating the Work From Your Happy Place podcast, because it's one of those daily things we can do to always be learning, expanding, and growing as an entrepreneur and just enriching all the chapters and braids of our life.
I could not agree more. And I know sometimes in my career, I've been doing this for between being a speaker and being in the field myself, like all of you. It's been a 36-year journey and gosh, lots of changes throughout that. And in the times in my life when I was completely plugged in to personal development were the times that I had the greatest growth, the greatest change, the greatest opportunities present themselves, energy, excitement. And then when I found myself not feeling that, I had to take a good long look, and I had gotten super busy and kind of that had gone by the wayside, and then I had to replug in. And so that's why we are constantly creating small things from our Direct Selling Now member site, where people can get little 10-minute videos on a weekly basis to keep them plugged in to all the many other things we do, like this podcast. But people say to me all the time, oh, I'm just not a reader. You know, just read a chapter. If you read a chapter a day, you would be amazed at what that can do for you. And I don't care what, I've read so many books and some I've liked better than others, but from every single thing I've ever listened to or read, I've always had a gold nugget somewhere. There's always something of value, even if it just makes you jump on and start thinking about something else in a different way and then, you know, completely go off on another tangent, just rebuild that energy level, then that was your gold nugget if it did that for you. So thank you so much for sharing that. I think it's a piece that people just leave out. It's like working out for me. It's the same thing. You know, if you don't do that, eventually your body just wears down, and it's just like your emotional and energy fuel tank. When you don't feed that, it wears down too. So thanks for sharing that. And thanks for being on our show today. And how can our listeners find you if they want to learn more about India Hicks, or they just want to see the products and they might even want to purchase something from you?
Certainly, you can Google me and find me in my Facebook group, which has a page, which has a link through to my replicated website. So Jenny Hawkins, Hogrief, to find me on Facebook, or go directly to my website, indiahicks.com/rep/Jenny, and that's Jenny with a Y.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much for sharing your insights and wisdom with us today. I know everyone's going to benefit greatly.
Great. Thank you, Belinda.
Thanks for joining us at Work From Your Happy Place. If you like what you hear, please share it with your friends and be sure to rate and review us on iTunes or Stitcher. For a free gift on finding your own happy place, please visit workfromyourhappyplace.com and click on the free audio button. Thanks again for listening.